Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Linda Powell, you've described in your book about what was going on in the U.S., the saucer clubs and organizations being created and back and forth battles in popular media, radio and magazines and things of that sort. What was going on in the U.K. in the same time? Was the same kind of UFO fervor underway there, or was it more reserved and restrained?
I would say there was less of it, certainly. There were clubs over here, and they were in contact with Kehoe and later on with NICAP. But certainly, I think it's still true, there is generally less interest in terms of organized interest. As a general subject, it's still of great interest.
But
clubs were the big thing, more in America, I think, than overseas.
You had a George King who was sort of like the Adamski of the UK, right? He was a contactee?
Yes, he formed the Aetherius Society, which is still going, I believe. But he was very much like the other Flying Georges, as others have referred to them. There was George Adamski, Van Tassel, and King. But they pretty much all said the same thing, you know. So there was a common theme among them.
Yeah, Flying Georges, I like that. You know, it's sort of the same way today. I get, calls and emails from UK, from listeners and to this program and to podcasts, and will say, gosh, why doesn't our news media cover it? We barely get any UFO articles. I do see some in the Daily Mail on occasion, but I think BBC and maybe the bigger newspapers don't delve into it.
That's right, yes. It's still very much a tabloid subject, and sometimes it deserves to be, I think. But we've had more serious coverage over here since 2017, when the Department of Defense in America released those videos. It's still got some way to go, but it's encouraging that we're getting some coverage now in the serious press. Whether that will continue remains to be seen.
Tell me about NICAP. how it was put together, the movement to create it, and how influential it was. I don't think we have an equivalent to NICAP today. We have MUFON, which is large, but not nearly as influential as what NICAP was, based on who made up its board and its members.
Yes, that's true. NICAP came to life in late 1956, insofar as it was founded that year. Its background, I detail a lot of detail in the book about the interesting and strange characters who were involved in its formation. And in fact, it was really kick-started by a Washington widow called Clara John, and aided and abetted by Rose Hackett, who became secretary at NICAP. And both of these women were close to Thomas Townsend Brown, a man of mystery, a scientist. No one's quite sure what he worked on and where and so forth. He had some very peculiar associations with some rather disreputable characters. And the conclusion reached by the time NICAP was founded and in the following weeks was that he was in it for the money. He admitted he wanted to use NICAP for funding his own project, but he very quickly fell out of favour. And that then led to Don Keyhoe taking it over. Yeah, it's a sort of desperate movie. They needed someone who was prepared to do that. And so he stepped into the breach.
I remember reading years ago about NICAP members. I think Roscoe Hillencoder was involved with NICAP at one point. He was the director of the CIA at the time, which is astounding to think that the CIA director would be a member of this UFO organization.
Yes, it's a very interesting aspect. Hillencoder and Keyhoe were linked because they were both at Annapolis as midshipmen. And when they left there, Hillencoder went on to military service and was sort of shoved into the position of head of the CIA. It hadn't been the CIA to start with, but he was there when it became the CIA. I dug quite deep into his time there, but didn't put all of the research in the book because it would make a book in itself. But basically, he had a very difficult time at the CIA, and his reputation wasn't very good. But when he joined NICAP, evidently he had reconnected with Keyhoe and was of the opinion that there was something going on that needed to be looked at, that the Air Force explanation was just not good enough. And he was a very important figure to have on board. He came on board in 1957, one of the early appointments that Keyhoe made when he took over. And then he departed a few years later under what appeared to be very strange circumstances that were not of his own choosing, but certainly a key figure. And he gave enormous kudos to NICAP because he'd been head of the CIA.
I would think, yeah. You know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
On our wildcard line, Tom in Tennessee has a question about NICAP. Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning, George, and it's a pleasure to speak to you. I consider you probably the foremost journalist in the UFO field today.
Well, thanks. There's a lot of good ones, but
probably doing a lot more than Major Kehoe did. There has been rumors, and I talked to one of your, I think, producers. Gene Steinberg, I believe, he has a podcast, but he seemed to know Kehoe, and he said that towards the end of the NICAP era, that Kehoe would leave, like, checks laying around his house, and that he just lost interest in NICAP for some reason. Has this ever been confirmed?
Well, Linda's the person to ask. I think he was booted out of it, wasn't he, Linda?
Yes, he was. He certainly never lost interest in NICAP, but he became detached from it. The office was in Washington, D.C., and his home was in Luray, Virginia, which is about 100 miles away. His primary reason for keeping away was because of his wife's health. She had heart problems and other issues, for which Kehoe felt rather guilty because he felt the pressure of NICAP and the financial crisis it inflicted upon his family was his own fault, and it was really. But also he would be away doing lectures and so forth, so he wasn't really in the office, but he never lost interest in it.
Tom, thank you for the call. You know, one of the things I had read before, Linda, was that by the end, the CIA infiltrated NICAP, that it basically took over the organization. I don't know if you found anything to support that or not.
Well, that's a difficult one, because certainly there were CIA people involved or suspected to be involved right from the very start, even from Townsend Brown's time. And Kehoe left. So many of the personnel were former CIA people, and the CIA itself, I found a CIA memo which mentioned that there were quite a number of CIA people in the organization, or ex-CIA people, and the memo took the view that, well, that's more or less just a coincidence, and anyone can join NICAP anyway if you've got the C.
Sure.
So that was rather played down. So I don't know what prompted that memo, or I don't think it was even had a signature on it. But yes, there was certainly, it is a bit strange though, the CIA involvement.
Yeah, kind of heavy-handed, I'd say. On the wildcard line, Mike in Freeport, New York. Hi, Mike. Good morning. You're on with Linda Powell.
Hi. Yes, I have a 1976 UFO annual, and in there, there's an article by John A. Keel, and he says that, this of the Men in Black, he says, in my own investigation into hundreds of Men in Black cases and Watergate-style break-ins, I uneasily recognize a common factor in them all. Our Men in Black are mainly interested in retrieving evidence which might point to terrestrial origin of UFOs. Like most of the professional scientists and journalists who have undertaken a serious study of UFOs, Dr. J. Allen Hynek, Jacques Vallée, and their colleagues have found the popular extraterrestrial hypothesis untenable.
Well, I think that's probably true, that a lot of them have a more ambitious kind of explanation. Jacques Vallée, very interested in UFOs in general, but he thinks maybe extraterrestrial is too simple an explanation, that if, as he has said to me on a couple of occasions, if you can bend space-time, and I'm sorry to repeat this quote, but if you can bend space-time in ways that UFOs have demonstrated, you could be extraterrestrial, interdimensional, time travelers, all the above. Linda, I think Mike is quoting John Keel, who, of course, soured on the ET idea and thought it was something very strange, but not necessarily from other planets, right?
I focused only on what Keel had to say during the life of NICAP, so I can't comment on that. But
sure.
He certainly had a low opinion of Blue Book and their investigations, and at that time during the NICAP years,
yeah,
there was something being hidden.
You write about Keel and his inner relationship with Kehoe and his involvement with NICAP in those era. Can you summarize it?
Yes, he had an interview of note. He had an interview with I think it was a Major Maston Jacks, who was the information man at Blue Book at the time. And Jacks appeared to know absolutely nothing about the subject. Keel was very supportive of NICAP. And basically made a fool of Jacks, and they ultimately achieved nothing. But his conclusion was that there was definitely something being hidden as a result of this meeting he had with Maston Jacks.
Right. East of the Rockies, Captain Bob in Long Island. Hi, Captain Bob. Welcome to Coast. What's on your mind?
Good morning, George. Good morning, Linda. George and Linda, without a doubt, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Without a doubt, Orson Welles was ordered to do that broadcast to see the reactions of human beings. And unfortunately, we failed the test. The panic that he created, it just wasn't the time to reveal ourselves or themselves. It'd be a little bit more time, and then the world would see that we are peaceful people, and at the present time, the good and the evil are having such a battle, but we are running out of time for the good extraterrestrials or entities or beings from other places in the universe will reveal themselves. Right now is not the time. Thank you very much.
All right, Captain Bob, thanks. You know, you had an interesting piece of information in your book, Linda, about that Orson Welles broadcast. I don't recall the source of this study, but you mentioned that there had been some sort of a study done about the impact of that broadcast, and it found that there was a million Americans, who actually were panicked, that misinterpreted that thing as being real.
Yes, that was the Hadley-Cantrill study, which emphasized how radio, which was then the main medium, could affect the general public, and the Orson Welles broadcast created such an upset that it was worthy of an independent study. The problem, part of the problem, was that Wells made a perfectly clear explanation at the start of the broadcast that this is a dramatization of H.G. Wells' fictional story, but it was very brief and many people missed it. And so consequently, because it was so convincing, they flew into a panic. So Cantrill did a study of this and basically concluded that radio was so influential that it could create this effect. And that then set the groundwork for people to be afraid of something like that happening again.
We didn't have time tonight to get into the Condon Report, which, as you indicate in your book, was rigged. It was, as Kehoe found out, it was there were memos that were written before the study was even conducted that they were going to pretend to be fair and balanced, but actually they knew what their conclusion was going to be, and that ended Project Blue Book, and the Air Force supposedly got out of it forever. But you write something at the end that I thought was really interesting, is that Kehoe was very meticulous about protecting certain files. He had a security system, very elaborate system at his home that where he kept his most sensitive materials. And after he died, somebody got in there and took it away. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, he retained files which were not, many of which were not known to NICAP. Richard Hall, who was assistant director for a time with NICAP, thought that these were primarily to be used in Kehoe's own writing for articles and so forth. But that doesn't seem to be the case. Kehoe's letters from the 1980s indicate that he held material which had been given to him by high-level sources, which supported strongly his view that there was an interplanetary answer and that something rather terrible was being concealed. He was going to write a book on it at that time, but anyway, that never happened. And that room, I infer, would have also contained the names of his secret contacts. He had many in the military and elsewhere.
So it's just a rumor that somebody came in, Secret Service agents, and took away boxes of material?
And that's right. Yeah, after he died, I infer that it was very soon after he died. His home was raided, and that strong room was broken into, and all the files were removed. By whom? There were thought to be Secret Service agents, is not known. And what happened to the files and what they contained isn't known.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.